Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We love Rock the Festival!
Welcome back to the Yonder Podcast. This week we're talking to Harmon. Harmon is the project of Harmon Ferret, a multi-instrumentalist producer based in Brisbane. Harmon has spent his life developing his music in a home studio, slowly learning all the instruments he would need to make his imaginary band a reality. So he is influenced by The Strokes and Tame Impala and more, so let's talk to Harmon, shall we? I have a conundrum with me this week. We have Harmon from Harmon Band.
Hi there.
How are you going?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Now, I called you a conundrum because you are a one-man band.
Yeah, I guess you could call me that. Yeah, well, yeah, from kind of a younger age, I guess, 15, 16 was when I first started playing on drums, and then after a while I was like, well, I don't need notes now, so started learning guitar, and then my brother, older brother, kind of introduced me to the whole recording process of like Doors.
I don't need anyone else.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, if I just get these instruments, now I can just do the whole thing.
Awesome, and awesome. So when you're, I guess, let's talk a little bit about who you are and where you come from. So you're a Brisbane person?
Yeah, I'm from Brisbane. I just live out of at the Gap.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, yeah. And kind of grew up there. I went to the Gap Primary School and High School. So, yeah, I've lived there all my life so far, I guess. But, just a lot of, both my parents are musical and both my brothers are as well. So it was a very welcoming situation to do a career like this.
So are they've continued to be musical?
My father, he's like a lawyer most of the time, but he does. He used to be full time music when he was younger, but now it's just kind of his side weekend gig.
Full time music to full time lawyer.
Yeah, but he's a great jazz musician.
And then
they kind of met because my mum used to sing a lot, so they would play together.
Great, yeah.
And then, my brothers kind of raised me on all the more rocky music and stuff. And my oldest brother actually mixes and masters all my music.
So, okay, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good because, I mean, he's a family member. He gets the whole vibe that I like very well. Yeah.
So how would you describe your music? Because you have a very distinct list of inspirations and what you're going for. So give us a bit about that.
I think it's just a mayhem. Like it's like, well, saying like how my brothers are very rocky and my parents are very like liked old soul and a lot of stuff like that. So, you know, like a lot of stuff from like The Strokes and stuff like that, very indie kind of fast guitars, distorty, and then a lot more of the kind of calm, you know, major 70 kind of R&B stuff.
Is that the vibe that you're going for kind of with the Harmon Band stuff?
I guess so. Yeah. I think, I have this desire for loud, crazy, psyche guitars and just everything to sound very nice and flowy.
I was having a look on your Triple J Unearthed page and you have a video that accompanies your song. And that's a trip. That's a trip video.
Yeah, that video actually, it took a long time. But for that song, I did want kind of a Scott Pilgrim-y, very intense fight scenes and stuff. But we recorded the whole thing. It was with my friend Tom Carroll, who he did a few of my videos now and a few of I don't know if you know Chakra Fendi and stuff like that. There's a few other Yonder artists playing too that he's awesome. Done videos for. But yeah, we filmed everything and we had the ideas already, and it was like, oh yeah, we'll just do this and do that. And by the time it got to editing, it was like, oh
no,
we don't know how to do any of this. So it was about a year process to make that.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing about, I guess, having creative friends.
And yeah, it was just me and him doing it. So, you know, two-man team, but got there in the end.
So we say that you are a multi-instrumental artist. So what is the list of the... Give us your credentials. What do you play?
Yeah, you know, I'm not like amazing at everything. But
yeah, I mean, you're better than me. Like, I can barely play some piano.
Yeah.
And recorder. There you go. I can play some recorder.
That's the way. Yeah, well, like I said, I started on drums, so I'm all right at that. And guitar is my main thing now. But and then with guitar, you can kind of figure out how to do the bass.
Yeah,
because you know, it's just two less strings, I guess, but and a lot better finger
technique.
Shout out
to all the bassists out there.
Yeah, sorry about that, but like bassists are better than guitarists.
All right, well, but, I've yet to.
I mean, I respect
opinion.
The rhythm section is the ultimate, yeah, things for me.
But, especially if you love soul.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But then only recently with recording and like just having all the MIDI stuff, like getting into buying a MIDI keyboard and starting on that. And now recently with this other band in Strange Seed, I was meant to be the bassist, but then the bassist, who is a great keyboarder, was like, no, I want to play bass. So I've just been forced to kind of catch up and learn along. So recently I've been getting getting a little bit better at keys, which has been nice. And I just love singing. That came along too with playing the guitar. So, you know, it's just whole band.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're in another band called Strange Scene.
Yeah, so yeah, Harmon's a lot more kind of distorty and heavy, and then Strange Scene has some heavy bits too, but it's a lot more calm in some points.
Yeah.
And then in Harmon Band, I'm just in constant rave mode.
Yeah, awesome. So I guess let's talk a little bit about what you do with music. Are you mostly like in the studio or in recording, or do you prefer like doing things like the festivals or playing live?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love both for different reasons. It's like, yeah, I have my little home studio at home that's just like, it's like a hobby now that any time I can get, I'll try and record something. Because, yeah, a lot of people just sit down, they'll write songs just with a guitar and vocals. But like when I'm trying to write something, it just kind of, like, you hear all the different parts that you want it
to
have.
That's really interesting.
So you're experimenting.
So you've got to try and capture it all at once.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not satisfied with just a single track of something. That's not an idea to me.
So that's really interesting. So when you get an idea for a song, do you have to kind of drill down on that one song before you can move on to another? Or is it kind of, you've got a swirling maelstrom of songs and you have to try
there's
and
a lot,
one out?
A lot of unfinished stuff. But I don't know. Things come in bits and bobs and you always come back to them. But it's confusing. There's some things which you can do like on the day and finish a whole song and some things that you won't do for like 4 years.
So when it comes to that creative process, is it kind of you have this set idea and you kind of sit in your studio until it's done? Or do you, like, you've got a very musical family, do you send things off to them and get their ideas?
I kind of keep it hidden from them a little bit, but they can hear it through the walls most of the time.
You get the final product and that's what you get to talk about.
I mean, and saying that I go to Melbourne to do all the finished stuff, like normally after a while I'll leave it in Melbourne and then I won't even get to hear it for a while. And then everyone's asking like, when can we hear it? And I'm just like, I don't know. It's a mystery.
When can you hear it?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a different musical process, I guess.
Yeah, awesome. But, so we are recording this the weekend before Yonder. So just before Yonder. So what do festivals and that kind of vibe mean to you and your music? Do you find that it kind of feeds into the creative process?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, this is actually kind of the in Harmon Band, probably the first festival kind of thing that we've done. So very exciting stuff, and like, it means a lot to be in something of just like all of these musicians coming together and organizing. And I mean, not even just musicians, the other people around it, even you.
Even just, me with my microphones.
But yeah, it is really special to have something that's kind of organized by
absolutely
Brisbane people.
And so what does that, like logistically, like what does your act entail? Because you obviously, you can't play keys and guitar at the same time.
I stick to the easy bits on stage, but make all my bandmates play the rest.
Yeah, awesome.
But yeah, I got my drummer Hamish McDonald. He's an excellent drummer. He's always on time. Maybe not to the venue, but playing.
That's the one thing you need a drummer to be, right?
Yeah,
but and strong enough to carry all the equipment.
Yeah, and then I have Liam Fincher on the guitar. And Jack Higgins is now on the keys and a bit of guitar. He used to be the bassist, but now I've just moved him over, and now I've got Marley Smales on bass.
Awesome, yeah.
And yeah, she's ripper. But yeah, new five piece has been working very well now.
Yeah, great.
Before having four, it was like, and playing keys on the computer, there's a lot of stuff that I had that I was just like, well, I can't really play this live because I don't have that many gear yet. But it's evolving now, and I'm really happy with how the band's going now.
Awesome. So I guess for people who want to find you, you said you're on Spotify, you're on Triple J on Earth. That's where I've been listening to you.
Yeah. It's all on. There's a few things on Triple J on Earth, and the latest should be there. There's three tracks on Spotify right now, and I think there might even be like a little bonus one on SoundCloud if you're that desperate.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to keep up to date with all that, my Instagram is probably the hub of that. There's a link in the bio for that.
Link in the bio.
That's at Harmon Band.
At Harmon Band. So the links to that will be in the show notes. Yeah. And we'll link to all your other stuff as well, of course.
Thank you very much.
I think what I always like to ask musicians is, what is your current baby? Like, what is the song that you like to show off now, right this moment?
Well, yeah, you've caught me at the right time, because yesterday I just made this new thing. And like, you know, it's a good one when like I'll maybe film a video with my phone of like just the speakers to put on Instagram, but I'll save it. And I know it's good when I'm just like, anywhere I go, I'll have the video on my phone, and I'll just be listening to it, being like, "Oh yeah,
that's really endearing." You're into it.
It's so like it becomes your new favorite song for a little second. Then you listen to other music, and you're like, "Oh shit!" But that's going for it. But you know, who knows when that's going to get finished? And by the time, like in a month or two, I'll have something new.
I mean, that's the...
I'm a big procrastinator.
Well, do you procrastinate by making music, or do you procrastinate from making music? So do you... I think that's something that across the creative spectrum is like, is your creative outlet what you procrastinate with?
I think it definitely depends on the mood, because there can be something you're working on that's like, it may be very cool, but you know, with everything, after an hour or two of working on it, you're just like, I want something else right now.
Not feeling this flow.
So that's why there's just a constant stream of new stuff. It's just out of boredom almost. It's hard, because like, I mean, other people probably might enjoy this stuff, but like, you know, just sitting by yourself working on something, you can just hear every single part of it. So
if it works, it works.
Yeah.
If you get it out there, like, there's nothing more you can ask
for. It's good to have a second person to be like, get this out right now.
Okay. Well, I think that's really great. Thank you for coming along. Now, we're going to play a song for one of your songs here. So we haven't discussed which one is going to be. Do you have one that you want me to play, or will we just leave it up to the chances?
You go with your favorite.
But
I'd say just something more recent.
Okay. Something more recent. You'll be hearing my favorite, Harmon Town. Harmon Band, not Harmon Town, sorry. That's another podcast.
Yeah.
Harmon Town song after this. So we'll just quickly go through your evergreen plugs. So Instagram is kind of the hub where you Keep Everything.
Yep, at Harman Band.
Yep. Yeah. And you are on Spotify, you are on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud. Should be on iTunes as well, I'm pretty sure. I haven't checked recently.
All right,
Spotify,
well,
man.
I will hunt them down, put them in the show notes, and we will,
yeah.
I'll can't wait to hear you at the festival.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
Can't get over the memories that pass. Seems like this is something that will always last. Do I really have to be the one to blame? Do I really have to lean on all my fear and shame? Don't you know that you're reading in too deep? Seems that days go by and never time to sleep. Do I really have to go and let it slide? Do you really have the knowledge to hold your pride? No, you're wasting time, out of touch and out of line. Can't you see you're wasting out of touch and feeling fine.
for the Yonder Podcast this week. Join us in another fortnight where we'll be talking to more of the people of the Yonder Festival, and we'll continue doing that all year until the next festival arrives and we have even more people to talk to. Thank you to the Yonder Festival for helping us put this together, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Can a song just objectively be bad?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we can't learn from it. I'm Alex Smith.
And I'm James Keogh.
And on our new podcast, My Songs Suck, we talk to writers and musicians who share with us some of their earlier, less good content and reflect on how far they've come.
If you want to get in on the fun, head to That's Not Canon Productions or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever podcatcher you use.
My Songs Suck, because everyone makes mistakes.
Just make sure you record them.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.